scientific method. If you have a vocabulary paper that was done last week, you might want to get that out. It should help you with your studying. The first thing you're going to need to know is some vocabulary words. The first word, hypothesis. What is a hypothesis? Well, a hypothesis is a guess, but it's not just any old guess. It's an educated guess. It's a guess that's made after you look at things, make observations, and figure out what it means. Another vocabulary word you're going to need to know is scientific method. The scientific method, we know, is an organized way of finding answers and solving problems. And we've done a lot of experiments over the last several days to demonstrate the steps of scientific method and make sure that we do keep ourselves organized so that we can find the correct answers and solve the problems. Another vocabulary word that you're going to need to know is data. And data is any information that can be used to help solve problems. Remember, we had lots of different types of data in the different experiments that we did. When we did the experiment using the popcorn, we counted the number of kernels that were popped, so numbers were our data. When we broke open the chocolate to try to figure out what was inside the chocolate, we used a lot of sensory words, how it looked, how it smelled, how it tasted, all of those things. So numbers can be data, measurements can be data, remember the bean experiment? Lots of information can be used to help you solve problems, and that information is called data. Another vocabulary word that you're going to need to know is variable. And a variable is something in an experiment that can be changed. A control, on the other hand, is the other vocabulary word that sometimes can get a little bit confusing, and that's a setup or a way that the variables are not all being changed at one time. It's how you control or you keep them the same, the variables. You're only going to be changing one at a time during an experiment. So take, for example, that popcorn experiment that we did. In that experiment, the only variable that was being changed was the type of popcorn that we used, generic brand versus a name brand. I controlled all the other variables. Remember, I used the same microwave. I used the same size of bag. I popped the popcorn for the same amount of time. All of those could be variables that could have been changed, but instead I chose to control them. I made sure that they didn't change during the experiment. So a control is a setup that does not change variables, and variables are something in an experiment that can be changed. And remember, we only want to be able to change one thing at a time, one variable at a time. The other part of the scientific method that you're going to need to know for your quiz are the correct steps in the correct order. We've done this over and over and over again, and we've done lots of experiments to try them out, but here they are one last time. The first step that you're going to do is state the problem. What is the problem you're trying to answer? What's the problem you're trying to solve? The first step is to state the problem. After you've stated your problem, you're going to formulate your hypothesis. And a hypothesis, again, remember, is an educated guess. After you formulate your hypothesis, you're going to identify and control the variables. So you decide in your experiment what can be changed, what do we need to make sure we don't change so that we can have a valid experiment. After you identify and control your variables, you're going to go ahead and test your hypothesis, and that's the step where you actually do the experiment. While you're testing your hypothesis, you should be collecting some data, and when you do that, you're writing it down, or you're making observations and keeping it up in your head, all so that you can interpret the data, and that's the next step. So, what does interpret your data really mean? It means that you're taking all of that data that you collected, you're thinking about what it means. What does it mean? How is it going to help you solve the problem that you stated in the first step? The next step is going to be state your conclusion. So you've collected your data, you're interpreting your data, and then once you figure out what your data means, you use it to state your conclusion. Did you solve the problem that you stated in step one? If you didn't, you might want to go back and redo those steps in order again. So here they are. State the problem. Formulate your hypothesis. Identify and control the variables. Test your hypothesis. Collect your data. Interpret your data. And state your conclusion. If you study those steps and those vocabulary words, you're going to have a great first science quiz. Have a good evening.